Let's return to our home turf. Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, also known as Amy Cheney Beach, lived through the 1867 to 1944, a real staunch romanticist who also lived into the 20th century to see and hear Schoenberg and Stravinsky. She began composing at the age of 2. In her mother's arms, her mother would sing songs, and she could harmonize an alto part at the age of 2 to her mother's singing. She became composing, writing down her compositions at age 4. She was a piano virtuoso with major orchestras by the age of 18. She married at 18 to Mr. Beach. They made a pact. She would no longer perform, but she would be allowed to compose. Until his death, he was 43 when they married and she was 18, and after his death, she went back to performing. Her first symphony, her Gaelic symphony, was the first American symphony by a woman and the first American symphony to cite folk tunes as main themes. She wrote in all genre of composition. The only organ piece she left us was Prelude on an Old Folk Tune, or The Fair Hills of Eire O, an Irish folk tune. She was from the Boston School, so that would make sense. It is actually a set of variations on the first line of the tune. There are 9 variations. Coming from the romantic heart of the century, you would expect this to have restlessly chromatic passages and very lush harmonies. And it does. It begins very softly, swells to a beautiful climax, and subsides.